Phil Mickelson calls Chuck Schumer a traitor for opposing election reforms. By Warner Todd Houston on May 1, 2025. Golf great Phil Mickelson went on the attack Wednesday against Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, calling him a traitor for opposing the election reforms proposed in the SAVE Act. The Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility (SAVE) Act would require proof of U.S. citizenship to be allowed to vote and would also require states to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls. Mickelson blasted Schumer for leading the opposition to the bill that the New York Democrat called the antithesis of democracy, Fox News reported. Donald Trump and Republicans are putting our elections in a vice grip. Executive orders from the president on one end, and dangerous legislation from Congress on the other, Schumer said during a speech Wednesday against the bill. They don't understand the sacredness of elections and keeping them fair. The kind of legislation, the kind of executive orders which are so jaundiced, so slanted on the side of one party, are the antithesis of democracy. Schumer also called the bill dangerous and reminiscent of Jim Crow. Mickelson, though, found Schumer's rhetoric to be outrageous and un-American. How is this fighting for Americans? How is letting non-citizens vote in American elections a good thing? It is not, Mickelson wrote on his social media. He is not representing America, its citizens nor their best interests. He's a traitor. How is this fighting for Americans? How is letting non-citizens vote in American elections a good thing? It is not. He is not representing America, its citizens nor their best interests. He's a traitor. Phil Mickelson, at Phil Mickelson, May 1, 2025. In a follow-up post, Mickelson added, "Those who live in CA are acutely aware of how many non-citizens vote and undermine the system in our country. Then this bill shouldn't be a problem. Those who live in CA are acutely aware of how many non-citizens vote and undermine the system in our country." Phil Mickelson, at Phil Mickelson, May 1, 2025. The SAVE Act passed the House last month and is now up for a vote in the U.S. Senate. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.